B-Pod Studios.
There you go. One love. 3 o'clock hour. Mike Misnelli Show brought to us by Cork Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie. Hoagie party trays. Every bit is good. Yeah, we're trying to spread the love today. Whether it be in real life, whether you have a story in real life about love. We want you to focus on how you love your teams. What elements do we love about our teams? Instead of always picking on what, they're this, they're that, they're missing that, they're missing this, they need to do this. Let's be grateful and love today.
I wish we could do one of these shows once a month.
I got a love story. This is a friend of mine, and we'll start the 3 o'clock hour off with this. Love story, together, breaks up. She owes him $2,000. He lent her $2,000 for something.
Huh?
Mm.
Never got it back. Breakup happens. She conveniently forgets the debt. He asks for the debt for the money back many times. He gets ignored. Decides the only way they have to get her attention is to go to small claims court and file a small claim.
Very romantic.
So the upshot of the story is this is now public record, and you know all those shows that have the like the late afternoon shows where they
Judge Judy,
yeah, the Judge Judy type of shows.
Yeah,
well, he gets contacted by the show.
Oh no.
Okay, would you two be willing to come on and solve your dispute on television?
Oh my god, I would die.
He was willing to do it. She wanted no parts of it.
No, I would die. No way.
I love this story.
Seriously, would you do it?
Yeah, because she owed him.
The TV ends
up paying for it. So she should have just went on TV because that's part of the deal with those judgments.
Like, but she was in the wrong from the get-go for not paying him back.
Right, so now all she has to do is humor the guy, give him a little of attention, and then you don't actually have to pay him back because the TV will cut the check.
Put yourself in her place. She's getting sued on national television for $2,000. I mean, she's not going to. Well, if she's any kind of normal human being, you see the people who are on those shows.
Yeah,
they're all crazy.
Is she attractive?
Great. Yes.
Then she's fine. Let's be honest. Like, that's what they talk about. Like, a CEO will go into a fast food restaurant, see the fry girl, and if she's cute enough, he'll marry her. Now, a woman who's a CEO will not go into McDonald's and see the fry guy and marry him. If she's pretty, no one's going to care if she got sued.
No, that's not true.
Now, to her, that's super personal.
It is.
So,
very
I mean,
personal.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my business
but
out there like that.
Isn't it amazing that, like, all the way in Los Angeles, that they scan the globe for little disputes like this to make a TV show?
And I guess the details of the suit must have had that they were a couple.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's great. That's great TV.
Which judge was it? Was it Judge? Was it Lance?
Judge Mathis?
Or
Judge Joe Brown?
It was a long time ago. It might have been
People's Court?
It might have been People's Court. I don't know.
Who's the other one?
That's the OG.
I can't remember what show it was. Might have been Judge Joe Brown, too. That was
Joe Brown was
Judge
the man.
Joe Brown.
Yeah. Now, speaking of these little TV shows, that I have to admit, last night I'm addicted to this TV show. And so when the Sixers are on, every time they go to commercial, I flipped. I was hitting it. You want to know what it is?
What?
It's Homicide Hunter.
Homicide
Hunter. Lieutenant Joe Kenda.
That's like that murder porn.
On Investigate Discovery Channel.
Yeah, that's the murder porn channel.
They suck you in.
Yeah. Lieutenant Joe Kenda is an old retired detective in Colorado Springs, and he goes through all his old files of murder cases, right?
Yeah.
But he's narrating the show, and they have an actor that plays him, like a younger actor.
Yeah.
Like going through the interrogation things or knocking on the doors. It's the young actor that supposedly supposed to be the young Joe Kenda. It's addictive.
My whole family watches that channel nonstop. My mom, my grandma, my uncle, and they call it, the South Park called it, it's murder porn.
The Sixers are up by 20. Something. Go see what Joe's doing.
What he's getting into.
That's ridiculous. Let's get back to the phone. Steve in Atlantic City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Love your show.
Thanks, Steve.
Mike, listen, I got a few things I want to say. First of all,
I think Jimmy Butler should definitely get the ball and run the offense through him. What do you think?
Well, they do that when they have Ben out of the game and they've got Butler in that position. Is this an anti-Ben call?
No, definitely not.
Ben's got to be the point guard, Steve. So, they're not going to run the offense through Jimmy Butler. They're going to run the offense through Embiid.
Right, and definitely my second question. I think Embiid waits for the double team to come to him before he makes his first move. He should catch the ball and shoot. Do you agree?
Sometimes, but the double team will allow people to be open for three. It's a three-point shooting game. If they get it to him and they double, there's a three-point shooter open.
No, but I'm saying he waits for the double team to come.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Shouldn't he just catch and shoot?
Sometimes he does do that. You gotta. There's a clock in your head. You gotta figure out, like, if a double team comes to you, there's somebody open, and that's how you get a 3-point shot out of it. That's what the NBA is.
Right. My third question to you, Mike, is when they get time together, I think they'll notice spacing on the floor where each other needs to be. And I definitely think they're the team to be coming out of these.
I agree with you. 100%, Steve. That's why I said
we got 25 games left to put it together.
The onus is on the head coach to put this together.
Can he do it?
If he doesn't, then I got to look at it with a critical eye. I'll be honest. And I like Brett. But if they have to win the East at this point. I have no more like side door exits for this whole thing. Shalom in North Philly. Shalom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, man?
What's going on, Mike?
How you doing, bud?
How you doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, you too, bud.
Thanks.
Did you send me a Valentine's Day card? Did you send me a box of hearts?
Come on, man. It's on the
plate. All right.
I got a question for you. So can you tell me why Kevin Knox baptized Ben Simmons last night?
Posterized him. That's two nights in a row. A great move by Tatum the night before on a spin move, spin cycle.
Yeah.
Boom.
But I think that Kevin Knox one was just a little bit crazier.
It was. And Ben came right back down to Adam the next possession, by the way.
He did.
I don't know how that happened. I really don't. I thought Ben was in good enough position. He had his hand right in front of that rim. And somehow his momentum was moving backwards. I think that's what happened.
I just feel like it's just lackadaisical defense. I feel like they all be playing it.
No, I don't think that was lackadaisical defense. He got him in a position where he had a head of steam, and Ben was a little off balance, backpedaling to defend it. When you have head of steam versus backpedal, you're going to have a situation like that. But I thought his hand was right in a good position to block that. And Knox just made a better play.
He did. But anyway, how do you feel about Embiid? Boban coming in for Embiid. How you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I have no choice now, right? I mean, that's how do I feel about it? That's what is going to have to happen. They're going to play him like 15 minutes a game max, and then they're going to try to get minutes out of him and then rest Embiid. How do you feel about it? He had 10 points last night, Bobby. I mean, 10 points, 8 rebounds.
He did play well. I just want him to get his feet together. I mean, I know he got some huge feet, but geez, I just want him to get it together just a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's not going to dazzle you ever. He's an awkward player, and he's going to get some baskets, but they're going to look really odd. But mostly he's there to eat space and eat minutes. And I think they're in a better position. They're in a better position with him there than anybody else they could have had.
I guess, as long as he can make them little raindrops where he just...
Yeah, he made a couple raindrops last night against the Knicks. Now, he's not going to score against the good teams. But 5-7 last night, 8 rebounds. Pretty good. Plus 6 for Bobby.
Yeah, he played well last night.
And Tobias Harris played really well last night.
Yeah,
I loved his game last night. That's a typical Tobias Harris game. 9-14, 3-7. Kyle Hatfield, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Kyle?
Not much. I was actually calling to tell you a funny story about my ex-girlfriend. So last year...
I love these stories.
So we break up, and, you know, our new boyfriend and his boys are all tough guys, you know, blowing my phone up nonstop. I'm busy. I'm working, so I'm getting sick of it. So it's right around the time the Vikings and the Eagles play. So I go on Craigslist, and I put an ad on Craigslist for Eagles-Vikings tickets for $100. And I put her number down and said, call or text anytime. I work second shift. And needless to say, her phone blew up enough that she blocked my number and I never heard from him again.
All right. Now hold on one second. That's a great response by you. But why were his boys blowing your phone up in general if you broke up with, like,
because they're like 2-year-olds, you know, one talk smack nonstop.
So wait, their friends started going out with your girlfriend and they felt the need to rub it in?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess they really don't have much going on in their lives, clearly.
That's so mature.
Yeah.
I don't know what I just figured I'd... I would like to assassinate every one of them that did that. Seriously.
Yeah, I agree with
that's
you.
So,
but,
that is so low.
Yeah, so instead of calling them back, I just went on Craigslist.
That's a good response by you. That's good work. So now whatever happened to her?
I have no clue. Never heard anything after that.
All right. Good for you. She sounded like a bad egg, as they say.
But, she was a bad egg.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to say with Simmons, I really think he's going to get a shot. I don't know. I have a lot of hope for him, and I think he's going to eventually be real good and get a shot. I don't want to give up on him. Obviously, you get so many people calling in that want to kind of give up.
Listen, man, he's here for good. He's here for good, unless at the end of a contract, he wants to take less money and play somewhere else. And that may happen. But by then, the Sixers have two in the bag. I'm guaranteeing they're going to have two championships in the bag before he leaves here.
Guaranteeing it. I love it, Mike.
All right, Kyle. You got it. I got love for Ben. Man, that's such an old school response. He's a bad egg.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bad egg. Steve in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing
What's
today?
What's up, Steve?
Mike, I got a love story that kind of starts out sad, but gets good.
All right, good. I'm going to hear this. Right, Valentine's Day story.
Many years ago, I made some mistakes, so I was on probation for walking in on my sister getting physically abused, and I went to jail. He went to the doctors, to make a long story short. So I straightened my life out 8 years later. I'm in Atlantic City on the boardwalk, and I walk out. And I see this girl where this guy's holding her by the hair, and he's literally hitting her. So I intercept. He takes a swing at me. I duck down, give him a couple of body shots, put him in the hospital. I go away to prison because I'm on probation.
Jesus.
So I write this girl every day for 3.5 Uh-oh. Years. Yeah, it cost me 3.5 years. Oof. And the next thing I know, the day I get out, she had divorced this clown that had been beating her for 15 years. And, the day I get out, I get a temporary place, and there's a knock on my door, and there she is. 8 years later, I've been with her since the love of my life.
Oh, my God. What is it? What a tremendous love story that is. So, wait a minute. She was corresponding with you when you were in jail?
Yeah. I told her, if you ever want to meet a good Joe, I said, I ain't got a lot, but I said, I'm going to get out one day, and I'll make sure no one ever hurts you, because I made a promise to my mother, God rest her soul, nobody takes swings at a woman in my lifetime.
Oh, look at you, man. What happened to you was very unfair, but it sounded like it worked out okay for you.
It did, Mike. You know, I'm blessed.
At least love-wise. Yeah.
I'm blessed every day.
Yeah, that's a great story, man.
And,
it's a bad story, but it's a great story, you know?
But you know what? You learn. You live and learn, you know? I was raised properly in South Philly.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So you, like, no mitigating circumstances, like you interceding on a physical assault?
I walked on my sister in the Northeast many years ago to my brother-in-law with his foot down her mouth. And I was an ex-fighter in martial arts. When I get done with him, by the bone, he spends 6 months in Thomas Jefferson Hospital. I go to prison.
See, that doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem fair.
Nah.
Then my man's on probation, gets banged again.
Poor Joe.
That meets the love of his life.
Guess it all.
Story.
That's a classic. I'd love to see that in film.
Yeah.
It does sound like a short film.
Yeah.
Short story.
Well,
European short film winner.
I want to see the time in prison and stuff. So I need to see the whole story.
It sounds like a screenplay to you?
Yeah, if Anthony wasn't so busy, I'd have him write this one, but he's working on one
yes,
already.
Yes, he is. One open line, 610-632-0975. What a heartbreaker that was. Thomas in Houston. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
What's going on?
What's popping, Thomas?
Oh, man, my love story actually is backwards. It started off good and ended bad.
All right, that's all right. It's still good. It's a story that we can learn from.
Oh, for years, Mike, I was a big Megan Gooden fan, and never got to meet her, but I was driving from work one day, and you know everybody got a lookalike. There she was at the bus stop with a baby, Mike.
Yeah, who are you a fan of? Megan who?
Megan Gooden. You never heard of Megan Gooden?
Megan Gooden?
I'm on my hood. Yeah, Megan Gooden.
Megan Good?
Megan Good.
Gooden. Megan Gooden.
Megan Gooden.
Yeah.
I don't know, Tyrone, you knew who Megan Gooden
was? You got to Google her, man.
All right,
Google,
all right, I'll check her out. What is she, an actress?
Biker Boys. She was in Biker Boys.
Okay, she's an actress.
Yeah. Megan Good.
Megan Good.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I was at the bus stop. I mean, she was at the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what you doing out here? We got this baby out in the cold. And then so she was like, we don't have no transportation. So I said, look, I'll give you a ride. So we get to our spot. I do the opposite, Mike. I don't ask for her number, nothing. She said, do I owe you anything? I said, no. I'm going to give you my number, you call. Mike, she made me wait for like 3 months, and I'm so glad. I was mad at the time, but I'm so glad, Mike. So she said, I want you to meet my family. So I go over and I meet her mom and her brother, and me and her brother work together. So we get back to work the next day. He goes, man, I'm telling you, I saw you somewhere before. He goes, ain't you Turk, brother? And I said, yeah, that's my brother. So he started laughing. And so he calls her. He goes, hey, ain't your baby daddy finna get out of jail? And she goes, yeah, I already told him about it, but I don't want him. So he goes, do he know who your baby daddy is? And then she goes, no. And so he goes, I think you better tell him. So she told me, I said, you know that's my brother, right? And she was like, what? So she, so Mike, we were just starting to move in.
I said,
I need you and the baby and all y'all clothes. I need y'all out. You got to get out. And so she started crying, Mike. I said, it's not you. My brother is conceited. He will throw it in my face every minute. And we hadn't talked for like 11 years because he used my name and some illegal stuff.
Thomas, let me get this straight here. Your brother was the baby daddy of the girl you had the crush daddy. On.
No, it was more than a crush, Mike. It went through, it was all like 6 months.
Oh, all right. So you're going out with the girl and she has a child and the child's your brother?
Yep.
Oh,
man. Before we went to jail, he got pregnant. Yep.
All right. So,
go out, Mike.
All right. So what's the end of the story? Like, what happens in the end here?
She just like was crying and stuff.
You kicked her out?
I threw her the baby out. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Wait a minute. Wait. You like the girl, right?
Oh, a lot, Mike.
Okay, well then, like, so are you? Was she cheating on you? And she already had the child.
No, she wasn't cheating on me, Mike.
Well, she had the child, and it was your brother's. It was just coincidence.
Yeah.
Now that's odd, but if you love the girl,
you ever heard of Dreams and Nightmares from Meek Mill? That's all I was gonna have, Mike.
All right, we gotta bring Tyrone. I gotta bring you in on this.
Whew.
I gotta. All right. This is a crazy show today. But that's an unbelievable story.
Yes.
We've had two unbelievable stories in a row. All right, now this guy is Megan Good.
It's Megan Good. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Because she was in Think Like a Man, and she was also in Anchorman 2.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, she is beautiful. So so he hooks up with the lookalike. She's got a child. He finds out months later the child's his brother's.
Yeah.
Who's a bad egg.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
So the brother was in jail? Is that what he said?
They hadn't spoke.
The
falling out was because he used his name in some legal stuff that got him popped for something he didn't do.
Did she know that was his brother?
Well, I think she got a pang of guilt and maybe then revealed it.
Yeah.
So, like, all this time under false pretenses. But he's in love with the girl. He was okay with the kid until he found out the kid was his estranged brother's kid. All right, now, Tyrone, what's your move?
Now she's got to go. I'm sorry. I can't.
That's a harsh result. I got to be honest with you. I can't rule in his favor here.
No. It's hard. It's not fair. But I can't. I can't.
Well,
why can't you?
Well, Mike.
What?
Because then it goes, your stepdad is actually your uncle.
And then if you have a kid, they're brothers and cousins.
I understand that. But it wasn't her fault that the kid happened to be his brother's.
No.
So if he loved the girl, why would that circumstance break it up?
I can't.
Other than his own personal pride feeling.
Well, pride is part of it, if you want me to be.
You know what Marcellus Wallace said about pride?
I know what he said about pride. I would still find a way to stay in the kid's life without dating her. I wouldn't kick her out immediately like he did, where he just started packing her stuff. I think that was too harsh. But we can't be together. Well, it's too messy.
But after 6 months, you know,
you should have told me from the beginning.
Yeah, maybe.
And then maybe I could have thought this through.
This is your brother's kid.
I don't know.
This is your nephew?
Pride only hurts.
Actually, this is your nephew?
It don't help.
So you would have stayed with her?
I would have not thrown her out the gate.
Well, I agree with that.
I would have had to come to grips with it. Maybe a little counseling. But at the end of the day, he was all good with the girl and the kid. And it was the brother that actually ruined the whole scenario. Thought of the brother. So that to me, there's something wrong with that.
I mean, you're probably right in adult world, but like I'm not a real adult. I couldn't handle it.
Right. Two great stories in a row, man. 610-632-0975. Valentine's Day. We're spreading the love, can't you tell? We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Win. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Boston Market. The traffic sounds pretty bad. Know what sounds pretty good? Boston Market's slow-cooked prime rib. You can get it for dinner Wednesday to Saturday after 5 and Sunday afternoon. Boston Market. Sixers bounce back after their loss to the Celtics to beat the Knicks last night 126-111. They head into the All-Star break fifth in the Eastern Conference at 37-21. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid will face each other in the All-Star game on Sunday night. Sixers resume play next Thursday night against the Heat. Philly signed Aaron Nola to a 4-year, $45 million contract extension. The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activities to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, 3:30, Mike Missinelli's show on Valentine's Day. It is time to get an update on our Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Miss Natalie.
Over 2,000 votes on this one so far, Mike. Who is your Philly sports Valentine? 50% going Joel Embiid, 32% going Gritty, 7% Aaron Nola, and 11% Jason Kelce.
Kelce got more than Nola, huh?
Yes. We have a couple.
That's very interesting.
We have a couple write-in votes. Someone said Chris Long. Someone said Kristen Rogers from Fox 29.
Kristen Rogers.
Yeah. TJ McConnell.
Getting a little love on the show.
Yes, my girl.
Taron Hatcher got a little love.
Carson Wentz.
Taron Hatcher on the Flyers broadcast on NBC Sports Philly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who else? Carson Wentz. Boban.
Oh, nice. I like these also receiving votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so just a couple of Valentine's Day. We're taking the Valentine's Day stories and just anything to do with love, really. I'll throw a couple scenarios out for you. I believe I've talked about this before, but woman, beautiful, smart in every way. Guy, really into her. Goes to her apartment. They are watching a movie. She says, would you like to meet my dog? He didn't know she even had a dog. Turns out the dog she brings out is a former dog stuffed by a taxidermist. And she sits the dog next to the sofa where she's sitting and is petting the dog as they're watching the movie.
No.
What? What? No? Out?
No. No.
You have, I mean, in every way, the girl's perfect.
Yeah, come on.
She just has a stuffed dog.
Just has a stuffed dog?
Yeah.
We mean just.
I'm just saying that, like, that's the flaw.
No, having the dog is not the issue. What? Love your animal.
Yeah.
Would you like to meet your dog?
Well, she felt that strongly about the dog that she didn't want it to be buried, and so she had it with her.
Fine.
Stuff.
I don't need to meet the dog after the dog is no longer with us.
It's a little weird, is it a relationship breaking weird?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, because what if she wants you to come over and pet the dog?
Yeah, come on.
Well,
where do you draw the line?
And if she gets that attached to things, you want the person to love you, but maybe not that much. You won't be able to leave the house. She gets very attached.
All right, scenario two. Out with a woman, starting to fall for her. First time you go to dinner, take her to dinner, she blows her nose in the linen napkin.
That's not great.
What? Nat?
I mean, that's not as big of a violation as the stuffed dog, especially if there wasn't a paper or a paper napkin
around. I'll be honest
with
you, the second scenario is worse to me.
Now, we're the opposite in this room.
Then the stuffed dog?
The stuffed dog makes her a little crazy. All right? And maybe that leads to crazier things. That could be a sign. But the blowing the nose in the linen hanky at the dinner table is just plain uncouth.
Yeah, but you can clean up.
You can work with crazy. You can't work with uncouth.
It's the opposite way. You can clean somebody up, Mike.
I'm not so
you
sure.
Can't fix crazy.
You can reform somebody who didn't think enough to blow. I mean, a grown woman would blow her nose in a linen napkin.
Maybe it was an emergency.
Right. You think you can conform crazy?
It's an emergency. What do you mean it's an emergency?
You're on a date. You think you're literally going to be snotting at the table. It's better to
you
grab the
just
napkin.
Excuse yourself and go to the bathroom.
By then, it might have already been snotting on the date.
What are you talking about? Then you tissue dab, and then you go to the bathroom.
She
you don't blow
no
your
tissues.
Nose in a linen napkin.
These dresses don't have pockets. Girls, tell me.
That girl in my house. That girl's germ-infested.
And the stuffed dog is I'm sure, just
the stuffed dog is preserved by a taxidermist.
Now, we learned
something. Just like a deer head on a wall.
What kind of dog was
that?
What kind of dog?
It was a collie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike.
You're the opposite end of this.
Mike.
This is 2 days in a row where we can't ride with you. Now, first Pebble Beach, and now this? Now, we're on the opposite side.
A collie? It's not even like a chihuahua.
The woman was heartbroken about the dog. You almost had to respect the heartbreak.
No.
You can't respect. There's nothing you can respect about blowing a nose in a hanky.
So you don't think a person can learn better table manners, but you can fix crazy. You can get better table manners.
Yes.
It's the act of doing it in the first place.
All you would have to do is say,
If you're with somebody and that's the first act you see, well, you've got to be kidding me. You're going to reform a grown woman who's in her 30s?
I find it a little uncouth that you use the tape, that you use the linen napkin to
Please
wipe your nose.
Please excuse yourself next time. But at least you don't have a stuffed dog that I have to pet while I'm watching a movie.
That woman who blows the nose in there is a candidate for every ointment that's ever been made.
Did she talk to the dog?
Yeah. You know, she
talked to the dog, Mike. Did she talk to the dog?
She pet the dog.
Did she talk to it? She talked to the dog.
I don't know that part of it,
Mike.
Whether she talked to the dog. So, would you like to meet my dog? She brought the dog.
No,
out.
See? No.
Mike, I don't know.
Would you like to meet my dog? The dog's not with us.
I can't wrap my mind around this, Mike.
I'm not sticking up for this one.
A little bit, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm putting it on a scale on what's worse.
The wrong end of the scale. You can learn better table manners. We all start off as the
Neanderthals. I kind of respect the sentimentality. It's crazy, but at least it comes from a good place.
But the dog is dead. God rest its soul.
Right. Served you well. Good friend. Visit the dog.
Listen, the other thing is just too repulsive for me to even fathom.
Okay.
All right, I'm sitting there trying to cut my you know.
Fine steak? Chicken cutlet?
Chicken cutlet or something, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ty in Salt Lake. Ty, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ty!
Hey, Mikey. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on in Salt Lake? Beautiful town, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's pretty rainy and snowy here the last few days.
Is it really? Days. Wow, that snow's good for the skiers.
Yeah, true. Hey, actually, found the show when you were on call with Colin Cowherd. So I was listening to you a little over a year now. Love the show.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, no worries. Well, kind of, I guess, with my love story, it turned out pretty well. But we met going to school in Virginia back in 2011. We dated for about 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then, long story short, we were out of the country, each of us, for 2 years. I was in Germany. She's in Serbia. We stayed in contact via email and writing letters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And got back to Salt Lake, and we started dating again for another 6 months and got married.
Oh, good for you, man.
I have a 1-year-old.
That's a great story. That's a true love story, bro. And there she is right there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I know, that's my little 1-year-old.
So. Oh, fantastic.
Now, yeah, well, actually, I had a... Sorry?
Go ahead. Continue.
I was going to say, I had a Sixers point. Watching the Celtics game the other day, and when they lost, I just think, does Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and JJ, do they kind of get in their head when they play the Celtics? Because it seems like they play a lot more loose when they're playing other teams. Then obviously,
they defend them differently. This is where coaching comes in, Ty. And then you defend them differently. If you block J.J. Redick, you know exactly where he wants to receive the ball. They block that off. Then you know exactly if Ben Simmons wants to take a quick step to beat his guy and get to the hole. So they wall him off right there. Joel Embiid, Horford uses every trick in the book. You got to coach around that. Yeah, and that's where Brett Brown comes in. You know, he's got to coach around that. They're doing the same thing. You do the same thing and you adjust to it and they readjust. It's all a game of adjustments. Let's go Carl in Greenfield. Carl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Love your show, Mike.
What's up, buddy?
I got a good Valentine's story for you.
Awesome.
My wife, way back when we start dating, she's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at the time we started going out, I said to her, "You must have had a lot of guys asking you out." And she said, "No, not really. Just you and a guy from the Flyers." And I said, "One of the players?" And she used to be a statistician for the Flyers.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "No, it was a guy in the press box." And then, of course, she'd always bust him. Once in a while, she'd say to me, "Maybe I should have gone out with that guy from the press box and bust on me once in a while."
Uh-huh.
Well, now we get your show up here. I moved up to up by Elk Mountain, and we get your show. Mom loves your show. She's watching it right now. We move up here, and we're watching the show last year, and she comes walking in, my wife, and she says, "Wow," she sits down, she goes, "You remember that guy that used to bust on you that used to work for the Flyers?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "That's the guy right there." I said, "Mike Missanelli." She goes, "Yeah." She goes, I said, "Oh my God, you could have gone out with Mike Missanelli?" I said, you picked the wrong guy.
I have absolutely no recollection of that whatsoever. She was a Flyers statistician,
Kim was her name back in the day. Blonde hair.
Sounds right up your alley.
You know her.
I don't remember. I swear, I don't. Yeah.
Is she thin?
No. What's that?
No.
Was she thin? Blonde and thin?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I was surprised nobody was asking her out. And she said, "Oh, yeah." She goes, "That's the guy. I'm sure of it."
So I was trying to.
I guess it didn't get too far, so you don't remember. But I was relieved to find out it wasn't a player.
I'll have to go back in my memory bank there, Carl. But I'm glad it worked out for you.
Oh God, 38 years.
Oh, there you go, beautiful.
Three kids.
All right,
mom loves you. Well, now my mother busts on me, always saying, "I'm going to go in and watch Mike or Kim's boyfriend instead of the Mike Snelly show." She's sitting down there she's got a highball right now, sitting down there, watching the show. So.
That's really funny. Well, there you go. I don't remember now. So there's a lesson, you Flyer fans out there, that I actually used to cover the Flyers.
Yeah. All right. I'll look
there
at
you
this.
Go. Then I don't hate hockey. I know hockey, and I used to cover the hockey team.
So I love that he was like, "Oh, she's blonde."
Yeah. I can't remember.
This hour has been my favorite hour of 2019.
Same.
I am loving this program right now. Everything about it. My goodness. You don't remember. She remembers you.
I do not remember. Honest to God. Well, whatever. I was a young single man.
Yeah.
All right. 610-632-0975. Now this is driving me crazy. Who could that have been? It's the Mike Missanelli Show. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, it's 3:48, Mike Lisnelli Show. Reminder, at 4 o'clock, we'll talk to John Clark live from Clearwater, Florida. We give the Phillies a little love today on Valentine's Day as the pitchers and catchers have started. And some announcements by the manager. Bulked up, Scotty Jetpacks, bulked up, I like to see this, is now going to compete with Michael Franco for the third base spot, which is really just a way to try to light a fire under Franco.
Yeah.
Basically.
And he slimmed down.
Yeah, he slimmed down. Jetpacks bulked up.
Yeah.
So and, we'll see how that works.
And they did the press conference today for Nola's contract extension. His parents were there.
Oh, that's nice. Nola sure changed himself a little bit.
He did. He gave up. He could give up 2 years of free agency.
Yeah. Like, and he's going to make $11 million a year, basically.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting some feedback on that guy from Houston's story. And most people are agreeing with you, Tyrone. And that you had, Michael says, you have to get rid of that girl and her kid because then you would be raising your brother's daughter for him. And this is the same brother who got you in trouble and why you don't speak anymore. But see, that's got to be secondary. Like the brother being in it, like if you're in love with the girl and her kid, and then you find out later that it's your brother's kid and you don't get along with your brother, then, you know, they have nothing to do with it. It's your brother caused the whole problem. So you're kind of dumping a family because of like some problems you have with your brother.
Yeah. You're more mature about it. I just know that in some ways I'm incapable of being mature. I'm working on it, but I'm failing.
All right, how about this one? You have to use the diagram for this. Guy one has a wife. Guy two, his wife is guy one's sister. All right, you get the diagram down? Guy two falls in love with guy one's wife, divorces guy two's sister.
Uh-huh.
Or guy one's sister.
Yeah.
But children are involved, so they have to still associate as a family.
Well,
no way out of that one.
No, but what we are going to do is we're going to have to be somewhere one-on-one, and physically I'm going to have to work some of this out. I'm being serious. I will do the right thing for the kids in public.
So wait, so your guy one, you're saying you have to beat up guy two?
I'm not. I might lose the fight. I have to fight guy two.
Basically, guy one has lost the wife, and his sister has lost the husband.
Right, so this guy.
So guy one, you're saying, has the responsibility to seek out some street justice.
Yes. And then after, I'm saying man to man, you square up, no weapons, well, maybe no guns, no knives, like nothing.
Natalie's frowning here. She doesn't like things settled this way.
But that's real.
No.
And then at the other side of that, because the kids are involved, you can't abandon your kids no matter what.
It's just so selfish. That's just such a selfish thing.
You never know where love is going to take you.
No. There's boundaries. Look, if you're that unhappy inside, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You got to go to your what is it, the brother's sister? Your.
That's why love is so unpredictable. Never know. That's why I said the one love factor.
And then there's children.
It's the one love. And then there's all the kinds of, you know, mayhem in there. What has to prevail? The one love.
No, you're sacrificing those children for yourself.
Well, otherwise,
that's
you're
so selfish.
Sacrificing your life.
No.
You're not happy.
No, and then those kids are
with the one love.
Those kids are going to be in counseling because of you. That's selfish.
So that's why the beating is mandatory.
Yes.
The beating is mandatory. You're not going to die, but you might have to take a trip to the hospital.
Say you have it for the kids.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
No.
That's why he's not going. That's why he's not going to die. That's real life, man.
That's what we're talking about today. Real life.
That's real life.
It's
real life
selfish
situations. Ooh. Skip in Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Skip.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Skip?
Listen, let me help you out, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Called the guy in Houston.
Yeah.
Culturally, that's a no-no.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And what he did was he threw the girl and the kid out, right? So you're saying that was the right result.
Now, throwing them out was a little extreme, but there's no way in the world they can keep that relationship going.
Really?
Culturally now, I'm not playing a race card. I'm talking about culture.
Oh, well, talk to me about the cultural part of it. Go ahead.
Culture, black people, we don't do stuff like that. That's not going to work.
You don't do what? You don't, like, stay?
No, absolutely not. My brother's kid? Oh, no.
That's a no-no.
That's graveyard.
The brother's kid should have nothing to do with it, though. And it's a kid. It's a kid. You can't attach the brother to the kid. The kid's the innocent one here.
It's got everything to do with it, Mike. It's a package deal. You can't separate
all right.
The girl from the kid. They come together.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, quick.
Yes.
Met my wife, went to church, by the grace of God. Met my wife, saw, she looked at me 40 years later. Here we are.
Well, God bless you, Skip. It's a great love story. I wish everybody had a love story like that. I wish I had a love story like that. Don't have it.
40 years later.
No, what are you going to do?
I'm going to let you go.
It didn't work out.
The Sixers.
What?
People need to calm down about the Sixers.
Huh?
They're in the best shape. The Sixers are in best shape than they've ever been in a long time.
I agree with you, Skip.
Give the coach some time to work with these guys and get them together. That's all you got to do. Stop panicking. Give them a chance.
I got you, Skip. I think you got the right read on everything, except maybe the first one. I don't know. The culturally, you know,
he's kind of right. Because then you got to go talk to grandma, and look how grandma's looking at you. She's going to mess around and have a child with both of us. You can't look at grandma in the eye.
The factor when the kid is the innocent one here. The kid now becomes the factor. There's something wrong with that.
Well,
we need to have like a town hall meeting on this.
Maybe.
All right, 4 o'clock hours coming up with John Clark leading it off. We'll talk some Phillies baseball. And then at 4:30, the love sex medley. Yep. We got it yesterday. It was supposed to be very difficult. It was supposed to be uncrackable. Somebody got it yesterday. We'll have the three songs strung together in 3 seconds at 4:30 today. Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5. The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
A win into the break. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. Sixers bounce back after their loss to the Celtics to beat the Knicks last night, 126-111.
And Redick gets it. Fires to Joe in a big time jam by a bee. Right hand, rock the room.
They head into the All-Star break, 5th in the Eastern Conference at 37-21. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid will face each other in the All-Star game on Sunday night. Sixers will resume play next Thursday night against the Heat. Phillies have signed pitcher Aaron Nola to a 4-year, $45 million contract extension. Skip the line at the slopes and stop by Buckman's Ski Shop to get your ski or snowboard rentals for the holiday weekend. Buckman's Ski Shops are family-owned. Visit Buckman's Ski and Snowboard Shops in Montgomeryville, Doylestown, and Ardmore. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.